This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Basically, Bob Barker over here with the wireless, with the microphone plugged in. We are
time
live
for the showcase showdown.
There's Mike Danson, of course. Couldn't he had a hard time with the headset there? Saw a dude almost fall over a chair a little bit ago. That was scary. We're live and on location out here at Nottingham Field as a part of our Under the Lights preview. It's a first time ever Under the Lights at Nottingham Field. Thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems for setting us up out here. We're going to have a Rocky Mountain kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock today with Tanner Schwent, Derbs, Danson. It's really cool. I hope they raise that tent up a little bit because that is for smaller people. But they are putting the vendors up, rocking and rolling. That guy's jumping over. That was a good jump there. It's crazy out here being on campus, gang.
It's awesome, man. Is my microphone on?
No, I think it is.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. That's
I like important. It better the other way.
That's important. Yeah, you like it. Why do we keep bringing him back each football season?
Mike just shows up.
He does. And I forget that he's got a code into the building.
Yeah, you guys haven't taken my card yet.
Yeah, we need to take his card away from him. But, no, I'm actually fired. There's a buzz around this, and it's been, well, never since we've had a buzz like this around UNC, at least since I've been alive. And general admission tickets are sold out. For tonight,
that's insane. That's insane,
Brady. You've been around here. I mean, you're way, way, way older than I am,
but way more athletic
and good looking. But that's besides the point. You do look good today, by the way.
Thank you.
I know. Well, unfortunately, we're on radio, but
do we need to leave Derbs?
Have you seen a UNC football game be sold out?
I've never seen the excitement around this. And I know tailgates. Darren Dunn was on with us earlier talking about it. They didn't have the tailgate scene before he got here. So it's something they've been improving upon. But they're doing their Friday Fest out here with the city of Greeley, too. So we got music, man. We got a band set up later on today.
Yeah.
I don't remember it ever being sold out, the general admission tickets, or just the excitement surrounding this program.
And this is all huge, right? You're getting the off-the-field stuff, but you got to win. You got to take care of business. And for the first time, Dustin, in a long time, it's like they're favored in this game. The Bears are favored.
I was honestly surprised when I shared that with you guys a couple days ago when that line came out. Because it's the first time I've ever opened one of my apps and go, whoa. And I had a little shock reaction there. But the more I kind of looked into it, and then, you know, Brady had the Weber State guy on to chat.
He was really good.
And he instilled a lot of confidence in the Weber State program. So I understand that why UNC's favored. And I'm probably going to back them maybe today.
Three and a half, Derbs? Yeah. Front Range Spare Chains likes that?
Yeah, I might put that out here a little bit.
Can I ask you a dumb question, which are all the questions I ask? Thanks, Brady. Beat you to the punch.
Yep.
How many guys are on a football team? Like, how many can a team carry? Because, like, the NFL is 53.
I think I saw it when I was doing research. They have 113.
113.
That sounds right.
113. Weber State, 80 new players.
Whoa.
80 new players somewhere. And unless the gentleman that was very good on your program the other day, Brady,
really good.
was over-exaggerating it. That is, I mean, Mike, that's tough. 80 new faces in this building.
Yeah, that's – and did they get a new coach or what?
They got a new coach, and he's like one of the great college coaches in the state of Utah. And now he's a college coach, so – they went with the Ed McCaffrey route, although Ed McCaffrey only coached for 2 years before becoming a head coach. But Ed Lamb has a connection with this guy, knows this guy. He coached this guy. Yeah. So there's Lamb knows a lot of guys on this staff.
He was telling us on Good Morning NoCo earlier this week that Ed said it actually probably benefits them more. He goes, I know way more about the guys that I worked under or played under than they ever knew about me. So he thinks that Weber State has a little bit of an edge on that. But, first game of the year, it's not like familiarity is big, but it's not huge. And this has got to be the year that UNC does it. And I don't know if they'll be as flashy as they were last year, Brady, but they've been talking a lot about the big guys. And it might be just some dirty, nasty football at the line of scrimmage. And if the Bears can win those battles, it should be a pretty good night for Greeley.
Jack Zeebel, the center from Austin, Texas, Levi Johnson, Lincoln Powley, Colton Patterson. I mean, they have some studs on this offensive line, and that's what's to watch out for tonight in this game.
Well, and I know you had Dominic Butts on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
And Dom Butts was a kid that I coached a year over at Severance High School. He was a freshman over there, and he was an incredible offensive lineman, but he was huge then. I can't even imagine what Ed's been doing with this work of getting these guys in the locker, in the weight room, and getting that stuff on there. It may not be as flashy, but as long as you win, what we're going to see tonight could become the normal here in Greeley.
Well, and we know all the fun stuff happens on the outside with the receivers and all that kind of stuff, but football games are won in the trenches, right at the line of scrimmage with all those big guys. They don't get enough love from people like us, but that's where football games are won.
Yeah, I think it's funny you say that, too. Like, this is the most I've ever talked about an offensive line on a football team, probably because Ed Lamb has brought them up all the time. I mean, we're going to feature Jack Zeebel is going to be my player show this year, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. So we're going to have a center on to talk to us. That could either be the worst decision we've ever made or an average decision.
I'll tell you,
or a really good decision.
A lot of those NFL guys, though, when they retire and they go on to do a podcast or whatever, they always say how the offensive linemen always have the best personalities and jokes.
They're the smartest.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm excited for that because that'll be a different perspective of football that most probably don't get a look at. You know, usually it's running back, quarterback, wide receiver, some position, skill position guy. I think I'm going to enjoy that.
Brady's first question. That was a really good block you had on that run play.
Right?
Do you remember that?
Do you remember that?
Do you remember that block you had on that run play? This is really cool. They're going to be wearing black tonight. Like, you can see it on their Pepsi sign over there. They got the black. It's going to be, and I saw a lot of the coaches are wearing the UNC gear with the black on there.
Derbs.
So that's really cool.
Derbs.
I went all black. That's what they told us to do, so that's what I did.
Mike neither went black or UNC related today. He just
showed up at the station at 9:45. Yeah, already pitted out on his shirt.
It's hot out here, man.
You sweat more than anybody I know, dude.
We were sweating pretty good setting the tent up. I don't
blame you guys for that, but this guy just like strolls in. It's like a balmy 72 in the office, and he's sweating through his shirt.
Notice I didn't wear a hat today because I didn't need to ruin another hat. Like, all of my golf hats this year are just toast because of it.
What do you think of our tent setup?
I think you guys did a phenomenal job.
Mike's genius idea was to tilt it a little bit so we could create more shade.
Yeah, not and, just an ugly
that,
face.
That was a step up.
Yep. Yeah, it was. Normally you guys freak out if I'm not around to help set up.
We had Bruce out here today.
Yeah, Bruce did it.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly shocked you got it done.
Bruce
didn't handle any of the equipment. I can guarantee you that.
No, he actually...
He did set up the equipment.
He set up the equipment.
We took care and then of you the, had to the big word.
And then you had to do it the right way.
Oh, he got it right. He got questioned by the cops once. So that was actually a plus.
Can I add, like, quick straw poll. Would you have been shocked if it was him that was parked illegally?
No, but he
was parked. He was parked correctly.
That shocks me too, because Bruce may be the worst driver in the history.
And
of the
world. He beat us here, so he actually led the way of where we were supposed to park.
Yes. Did he just pick this, or did he talk to somebody, or did he just like this is
we
where
just
we're
planted
at?
Planted our flag.
To be determined.
This is where we're going to be at today.
We planted our flag, and this is where we sit.
Why don't we use this tent more?
This is
literally the first time we've used it.
Yeah,
apparently it's been in the closet the whole time. But,
we're not supposed to be out. Places.
This isn't our table. We had to use it from UNC because the table I brought was a mini table.
Yep. Shout out to Shelby. She was kind enough to accommodate us here.
I have a table in the back of my pickup. So guys,
that would have been information. That would have been
4 hours ago.
Good information.
Hey, I brought you guys food.
He needed that nap.
Yeah, I'll be out there later. But you showed up.
Set the beer pong up out there. Yeah, I did show up. Finally.
We got Weldworks Brewing right next to us. We got Mom's Popcorn right next to us. This is going to be a tempting show.
What time does Weldworks start pouring beer? Do we know?
They haven't started it yet. That's all I know.
That's unfortunate. That's like a staple when we get on the radio. Got to have a beer.
I'm hoping that's soon. Soon.
Are you going to have a beverage?
Maybe.
Well, we are under the lights for the first. Can you see the lights up there? You can kind of. They look like they're. Are they on?
Brady, I don't have my glasses.
Mike?
No. No.
Why does it look like there's a little orange hue?
Like the sun kind of your eyes projecting in there, maybe.
Nobody's seeing
that.
Sunglasses.
Okay, he found the Wild Works beer before.
Yeah, I got in that trailer. Jumped in there. This is really cool, man. I mean, here pretty soon, here in a couple hours, this whole parking lot is going to be filled with vendors.
So you graduated from UNC, too. As did I.
It only took me until I was 30.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, first year, rough go. Right. Discovered things that I didn't used to discover.
In the big city of Greeley, growing up in
Shinewells.
Sometimes
didn't go to certain classes that needed to go to.
Right.
Then I went to Ames Community College. I got my act together.
Good for you.
And then my wife was like, one day we're sitting there, I'm 29, we're talking about the possibility of having a child. And she's like, have you ever considered going back to get your degree from UNC? So we start looking at my transcript, or my, is it what's called? Transcripts thingies?
Yep.
And I only needed 30 credits to graduate.
Can't figure out why it took you a year.
Funny note, I was on, probation, because my grades were terrible when I left UNC. But I was really good at Ames. And came back here, and I had to meet with a probation dude. And I finally, I had to go across campus and sit down with him. And he's like, I got to go over here. I finally just said, dude, I'm 30 years old. I'm not doing this for any other reason other than, do I really? And then I straight A's the rest of the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
Well, I helped you with your history of rock and roll.
Easy stuff. You helped me with that art exam that I had to do.
That is true.
Yeah. It was an online course. Kids don't do that, by the way, but Tanner was looking stuff up for me while I was taking the test.
Yeah. What are they going to do, take your diploma away?
No, they won't now.
But my point was,
it's in my office, they have to have a key.
Before that five-minute story,
I'm sorry.
About 9 years.
Welcome
of
to my life.
For the whole show.
I'm a doctor.
No, you went to school long enough to be one. You didn't get that degree.
I have the handwriting of a doctor.
I came to a couple of football games because I was born a 45-year-old white man from Kersey. Like I was not in that college party phase. But I came to a couple games and the tailgate experience was okay. And then last year I came to a game. United Way of Weld County had their leaders luncheon thing here, and we came to that. And again, it was okay, but I think it's going to be on another level, guys. Because you think about Saturdays when we were in college, I wasn't waking up till 1 o'clock some of those days, right? And now that you've got those night games, you're going to have kids here that are going to be partying. They're going to be amped up, ready to go. And the home field advantage for the first time in Bears history could come into the equation tonight, and that's exciting.
I think for me, when I was in school here, the student section was on the east side of the field. So you're over there at 1 o'clock, standing on the bleachers,
awful.
Just it is 1,000 degrees there. So I think that's a huge thing, too. Nobody wants to come out here and hang out in a 100-degree day.
That's why we're the only four here right now.
Yeah,
everyone's waiting until later.
Yeah.
I got a text in from the 720. Why on Friday night, why not Saturday night, taking away from high school? I know you're weird on this. I think you choose what you're going to choose, man. If you want to go to a high school game tonight, you're going to go to a high school game. But if you want to come out here and watch the Bears, why not have options?
And I think it's important to note, too, that this is the only Friday night
game
that
they'll be playing back to Saturday, but it worked out this way. A little birdie told me they were very close to getting this game on like the national broadcast. But it will be on ESPN Plus tonight. But there was a chance of that, so maybe there was some thinking that they could be one of the only Big Sky games.
Well, and listen, it's early in the prep season, too. Like, and obviously, you know, there are more people who are fans of college football than preps. Like, if you have and we're the leader in prep sports coverage here, and I'm saying that still. But this is you get an opportunity to get the city involved. So let's get Friday Fest that Downtown Greeley normally puts on. Let's get that out here. Let's get the first. Let's stay clear of everybody else's weekend and start on a Friday night and party this way. Like, it's going to be the only one. I think that's important to note as well.
I was just going to say the FCS also started basically last night, too, as a large kickoff. They had, I think there was 12 to 15 games already going, too. So it's not just like this game is singled out there, too.
What do you think? You were a high school football coach for a lot of years.
No, and I'm really not a big fan of it if it were something that was going to happen every Friday night that you would take away, because a lot of these people like stay in this community. So their kids are going to school and they want to go and watch their kid, but they love coming to the UNC games. And I just kind of have a problem with them pulling away from the high school stuff. But one night for the season, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, one night, kick it off with a bang, put it on a Friday night where there's not as many options, too, on your ESPN Plus apps or whatever.
Correct, and that's what Ed even said. He's like, listen, if we were to do that on Friday nights, that would go against literally everything I've built this program on, because Friday nights our coaches are out at these local schools watching, and that which is so different again, because well, I don't think there was a high school coach that ever met Ed McCaffrey here in Northern Colorado, and now Ed Lamb and his entire staff are at all these different. I mean, they've got a kid from Alt. They've got a Highland Husky on this team. That's the type of kids that they're out there looking for. So I don't think it's a big thing. I wouldn't get worried about.
Well,
they
got Marcus Mosier too, the wide receiver.
Yeah,
it was fossil. In the fossil.
He was
broke records, and he's ridiculous. He played it. He was at San Diego State last year.
So you got a Severance kid, a fossil kid, and a Highland kid. And I know there's some more that we're missing on there, but just off the top of our heads, that's insane. Brady, when this interview process was going on for the head coaching position, you know, Brian and I on Good Morning NOCA were banging the drum for Jed Stugard, who is the Lindenwood head coach, and he played here, and he knows here, he's from here, and we thought, that's the guy you need to hire. Little do we know, Ed's not from here, but now, you know, it feels like it now, because he's doing everything that we were saying that they needed to do.
Yeah, I mean, win or lose, if you recruit locally to a school like this, you're going to put butts in the seats.
Yep.
You're going to have people that watched Dominic Butts. You're going to have people that watched Marcus Mosier, all these kids. And they're going to come out here and watch these dudes play, because it's not, you know, tickets pretty inexpensive,
right,
to come out here. So I think it's perfect, because you get their family and the friends and alumni that want to come out here and support. So win or lose, you start to build up that sense of community here.
I think if the community shows up and the hoopla really gets going today, I think this impacts the program too. That kids that are, you know, maybe at UH or the Alts, the Eatons, the Curzies are going to go, hey, you know, maybe I want to reconsider over here. Maybe I've got a better offer, but maybe I could stay local here and really build something. I think tonight is a huge deal for UNC, basically. Not even just the football team. It is a big deal for UNC.
Well, I'm glad to see that the administration got in line with this, too, and is doing everything that they can to promote this.
Yeah.
Because if this was not, I mean, yes, is it pathetic that in 2026 we're just now talking about a Division I school getting lights on the field? Yes. But the fact that you have it now, and you haven't, and you see all this organization, and because a lot of times UNC, it's been disjointed with different leadership inside of the university. This one really feels like everybody's pulling in the same direction, and that's huge, and that's how you have success.
Yeah, no question. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. Again, we are live and on location right outside the football field.
It's
we
hot.
Are right outside. We got our tent, though.
I know, but it's hot.
First game ever under the lights at Nottingham Field. Thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems for providing the coverage for us. We'll be out here until 2 o'clock, and then Rocky Mountain kickoff will start, so I'll still be out here.
Yes, we'll all be here.
And we're this same group right here will be out
here. We need to send Mike. You have a mission now. Go get a different shirt, first and foremost, with all that sweat. But secondly, figure out when Wildworks starts serving beer. That is your mission. You have been tasked with it if you choose to accept.
There's nobody over there.
There's nobody there to ask. Man.
You think if we ask Mom's Popcorn when Wildworks will be here, then maybe we can get a little combo package?
Dude,
beer,
I'm in
beer
on that.
Popcorn?
Beer and popcorn.
I literally saw her struggling to set up the Wildworks tent, and I was like, that's the brewery tent. And I was like, I'm going to go help her.
I know.
I went over
Mike
and helped.
Wandered
that's
away.
Smart. Like, that's yeah, smart
good,
for
good
you.
Plan by Mike
for a
Hansen.
Guy with a mullet, that might be the best idea you've
yeah.
ever
yeah,
had.
Pretty probably. Good. All right, well, let's take a quick break here. We the whole show live on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA from Nottingham Field. Under the lights for the first time ever at this place. And this parking lot's getting ready to fill up quickly. We'll be right back.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. We are live and on location from Nottingham Field right outside of the field, first game under the lights ever at this stadium. Tanner Schwent has something on his mind.
Coach Lamb just texted me. I texted him and said, good luck, happy for everybody. And he goes, have you made a public prediction yet? Last year you were right about the Bears winning more than CU and CSU.
He literally said, thanks, Brady, when I text him.
Yeah, you got to golf with him.
Why doesn't he care that I literally do a podcast with him every morning?
Okay, here's my dilemma. Circle of trust time. I predicted CSU to have more wins than the Bears. Do I?
Don't tell him that.
Do I? But he's gonna know because it's gonna.
Don't tell him.
Text him that, Brady.
Yeah, I'll tell him. Tanner thinks you guys are gonna be bad this year.
I don't think they're gonna be bad. I don't think they're gonna be bad. That food truck looks awesome. But do I tell him? Do I tell him that?
No.
What do I say?
Just say, ha, 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 ha,
ha. Just send a really weird gift that has nothing
Why
to do with
Why did he give you more of a response than he gave me?
He likes me better.
I said, good luck, coach, and he wrote back and said, thanks.
Yeah, he likes me better.
No, he doesn't. I think he knows that you make stupid picks, and he knows that you're probably
He literally said,
them.
You were right last year. He knows that I'm right about these things.
Once.
Yeah. That's almost half. Mm-hmm.
That is almost half. Mm-hmm.
You should send him the gif of Uncle Rico throwing a football.
Okay, you think that's...
That's cool.
And just completely... Yeah. Or if you need me tonight...
Throwing the steak and hitting Napoleon.
Okay. Do you have any years of eligibility left?
Four. Five.
You? Really? You probably have that fifth year.
Yeah. No, I have all five. Because I'm 5'8", not shape, dude. I never played college ball.
Oh, but you were at college.
Though, yeah,
so
but that... Ryan, like Ryan Clark would hate me. Like, you didn't play. Yeah, no. Yeah,
that's true.
Mike knows. I was an All-State quarterback. So how do I respond to that?
I don't know.
I need your guys' help on this.
I just think...
Ed and I have a good thing going on here, Brady. I'm sorry you don't know about that, but...
Like, that makes me disappointed. Aaron texting in, I think the game of the college sports transfers, I can see guys preferring to go somewhere where they're going to play immediately versus waiting a couple years at a D1 school. And transferring down because you're frustrated you're not getting playing time. So,
yeah. I'm on board with that, yeah.
Interesting note. I'm excited to see what this team has for us, really. I can't wait to see what the Bears do. You know, this is the start of – this is Ed Lamb's fourth year. And as excited as we are about Ed, what's his record? It's like
5-30?
5-30 or something. I mean, this is a big year for him. He needs to. They got to find a way.
Big steps last year, though.
Oh, huge steps.
Big steps.
Even in their losses, they were a lot of close games.
Yeah.
Obviously, the CSU game, one of them that comes to mind, should have been a win for the Bears.
Yeah.
Mike, are you? Do you agree with that?
Yes, it should have been a win.
For that was catch for sure.
Yes.
That was an absolute travesty that they rolled it that way. But the big steps. But and that was with rotating quarterbacks towards the end of the year, and that was a lot of injuries at the quarterback position. And I this is a thing that I always try and ask Ed, and he'll never give me an answer on, but it's true. What's the identity of this Bears team? Are they a running team? Are they a passing team? And he goes, whatever we need to do to win. I mean, he wants to be truly 50-50, and I love that. There's no, Ford air raid. There's no, none of that stuff. It's like, whatever we need to do to win, and he thinks that tonight it's going to be running the ball. So,
well, and with this offensive line, that like, I think to start the season, that has to be your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Get your feet underneath you by running the ball a little bit. And, even if you're playing the field position game for a little bit, you're moving it, but you have to punt. That's better than, putting it up in the air when you're not comfortable and ended up with turnovers.
I think Mathias Price is going to be big tonight at running back for the Bears. He was good last year, but we're hearing even more positivity surrounding this offensive line. So I would imagine it's going to be a big night for Price.
Do we know anything about Weber State's offense, what they like to do?
Not a ton.
Look at this guy.
We got Terry here.
He's a local celebrity.
Terry.
The Greeley Tribune
one of
this
our great
morning.
Listeners hanging out.
Terry's
getting ready
here
for the game. Tailgating, the tailgating. We don't know a ton about Weber State. Even the insider we had on the other day didn't know a lot about it.
So, he looks really good, though.
But it's tough because it's he's a high school coach and 80 new guys. So we don't know a ton.
Don't know the formula. Yeah, because like when a coach is bragging about the defensive line, I always wonder, okay, is it guys that can get after the quarterback? Is it going to be those guys that they're plugging those running lanes? Maybe they have both on this team, but I'm very curious to see that and see what they've got here. So can I read you my response that I sent to Ed?
You're obsessing over this.
Thing. I said, Coach, I don't know how to tell you this, but I picked CSU to win the most. You can kick my next week.
Right.
Was that okay?
No.
No.
No, we told you to not do that.
No. Okay.
Remember? We said it.
Should have sent the gift that Mike said.
Yeah.
Uncle Rico.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe you did that. I mean, it totally ruined his day.
Probably.
Probably now he's going to be thinking about
that. If Faith texted in and said, well, just tell him and maybe he'll use it as fuel.
Put a picture of you on the board in there?
Yeah.
This guy thinks that CSU's going to win more than us. What a loser.
Yeah, correct.
What an idiot.
I will fall on that sword. I will be that guy. I will be that guy, Brady.
Okay.
What do you think Sizzles and Sweets sells?
I don't know. We're going to find out. The sweet and savory cravings.
I'm excited for this.
We're going to lose Derbs and Mike.
It's weird for us to be out and about like this.
It's about to be a three-man show here soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I parked my back to all that stuff going on.
Get distracted. He's locked in.
Mike never checked on the beer, by the way.
There's nobody there.
Yeah, but you could stand there.
You want me to go drink the Stanleys they have on the table and see what's in there?
Just go stand there, and then they'll be like, oh, somebody needs us. Somebody's and then you here. Go, ma'am, the beer? When does it happen?
And if they don't notice, do that awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I had something in my throat.
Look over here.
It is a little concerning. All I see is the tent now. I don't see, like, a keg or anything.
That's a good observation.
Surely they're serving beer. They can't just be setting up a tent.
Like us.
We're not serving anything.
I'm sure we have some friends that are going to be out here tailgating that would hook us up, right?
Friends?
I imagine so.
Friends are right here. Yeah, but you guys probably have friends. Yeah.
Our friend connection is here.
And our borderline friend Terry's standing right here, too. Yeah.
I'm sure Terry could figure out how to get a beer. 33 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Again, we're sitting out here at the tailgate scene. We were the first ones out here, by the way.
Good for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're setting the tone today.
Good for us, yeah.
Setting the tone. I can't show up on time for Coach's podcast every Wednesday, but we showed up on time out here, so that's got to be worth something.
Game day cliche? Is there any of those that you really like? Mike was always good at the motivational speeches. You got any of those, like, cliches of the lock-in or, you know, this is our one town, one team?
That's my favorite.
It was, like, the one play at a time.
Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. I use that already.
Got to have a short memory.
How good is it to have football back?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, I mean, nice. They're going to be playing on this field here in just a few
cliches.
Hours, man.
Yeah.
5 hours, 1 minute, and 27 seconds, 26 seconds, 25. You got the countdown out here on the field.
I'm impressed you can read that, dude. I can't see that
I
at all.
I kind of thought the lights were on earlier, so yeah, I don't know if my eyes are.
It was just glare. Wait, bounce back.
Goes and totally redeems himself.
Quick, one play at a time.
They are going to turn them on before it's dark, though. They will be on.
That, I believe, is factually accurate.
Yes. I heard that from my sources.
Oh, Terry is now guiding Sizzles and Sweets into his spot.
He's got to get over that hump, man. That's going to be tough.
Oh, this is always terrible when you're the guy in the machine.
And everyone's watching.
And now he's got to refresh it.
He doesn't even know.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Nice job.
There
we go. Got it. Yep, good
Crushed
job.
Crushed it.
That's what we're here to do is support everybody while they're setting up.
Is he trying to park on top of him?
I think he's trying to – I think
– yeah, he's trying to level it
he's
off.
Trying to, he's trying to level
we've
it
been
off.
Told. Yeah, so we might have to go and push on that backhand?
Yeah.
Oh, he's almost got it there. Almost got it there.
This is intense. I don't know if we want to – break right now.
I know.
That's a bad time.
Derbs, do you think he's going to get it?
Ready? I think he's going to get it. Oh.
He's got it. He's right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Bam.
Oh. Yeah.
Sizzles and Sweets truck driver getting it done out
One
here.
Just like UNC's going
just
to
Just like
tonight.
The Bears. They might have maybe a slow start, but then they're going to get over that hump, and once
That's
they
right.
do...
They're going to stay right on top.
They're
going to
be
sizzling. Can I actually ask it? Do you think they're going to have a slow start tonight? And we can say
the Bears picture on Friday. Everybody knows that
today is Friday.
Yeah, but picture Friday at the end of the show. Okay. Everybody knows that.
But do you think they're going to have a slow start?
Maybe.
I mean, this is the first time they've got a crowd like this.
They might have a slow start. They might have a fast start.
No, I think they rumble.
They could have an average start somewhere in between.
This is why you tune into this show right here.
Yeah, that's the kind of you're not going to get this kind of hard hitting analysis.
Rocky Mountain stuff. You're going to get it too.
Well, I'm also on that
Sweet trying to park.
Well, I mean, I had the Weber State guy on the other day, and I said, well, what do you think about how's this game going to go down? He said, well, they could either lose or they could either win. And so I wrote that down in my notebook, and that's what we're going with.
Brady's insider.
Yes.
Dynamite drop in.
All right, let's take a quick break here.
Hasn't responded.
Live from Nottingham Field, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake. A neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I know it's difficult for you guys to be around me out here because, as you saw, I just was handed an all-exclusive pass to whatever. This means I can do whatever I want out here at UNC. I'm kind of a celebrity out here, guys.
Very big deal.
So I know that's difficult for you guys, especially you, Tanner.
Coach didn't text you back, but text me back. So
yeah, but he and I are hanging out later tonight. So
that's just
during the game.
Not
I'll be on the field.
On the sidelines.
I'll be on the field.
You guys think it? Like I wish UNC would do that with us, with like that Akron did. Where they, if you buy a season tickets, you got to enter into a raffle to call the opening series.
That means you're not serious about
that. Not real deal. Not fake.
But why?
That's internet. That's not a.
It's not a real deal.
That's not a real deal.
You've been.
You would have been duped.
No, that's 100% a real deal.
No,
that's what Big Cat from Pardon My Take was one of the finalists just to continue to get more publicity behind it. And they announced it was a long time Akron Zips fan that ended up winning it. He bought a bunch of season tickets, and they sold out of season tickets for it. It was a great media. It was a great advertising campaign for him.
It means you're not serious about football.
Mm-hmm. But it's money generation.
But you do.
So that hopefully you can get serious about football. Like, I know it's gimmicky, but if no one's paying attention to Akron football, and that was the buzz for 2 weeks during the summertime, I like it. But could we call plays?
What play would you call first?
Fake punt. We trust our defense.
You just punt it on first down?
Yeah. I would fake the punt, and then I would punt it.
Interesting.
Because we trust our defense.
Like fake like you're punting it?
No, fake like we're going for it.
Fake like you're going for
and
it
then
on first
punt
down.
It.
Run back, punt ball, put it down there, mm-hmm. Flip the field. Now defense, go make stop.
Yep. We trust our defense in Greeley. What would
quick
you call?
Kick.
Yeah.
What would you guys call?
It's hard to beat that. That's a pretty good one.
I don't know. Probably just like a trap or something.
Mike's just running ISO.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go fullback dive.
Yeah.
Get it started. Just get it started and then just go back to the stands.
I positive yards.
Stick to the game plan.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the game plan here? We're going to grind them.
Hook and ladder.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
I think I'd try to
three
boot a field
times.
Goal.
Three
I try to boot one in.
From
you only get one play, Derbs.
Yeah.
He said first series.
Oh.
Yeah, first
so
I got
series. Oh, you get an entire series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm not booting a field goal.
No. That's why that's why I'm punting before I screw something up.
I don't want this kind of responsibility. Get rid of it.
This UNC is, I think, the only team that's ever ran a fake punt. Last year, I believe, 2 years ago,
they
ran one. They were acting like they were going to go for it, and they just booted it down the field. I'm like, that's genius. Coach Lamb is a genius.
How big of a win would this be for the Bears tonight?
Oh, huge.
I mean,
with this crowd, sold-out crowd, this is a tone setter. It's not much difference, in my opinion, than the CSU-Wyoming. Like, CSU has to win that. If they lose that, it's going to be a disastrous
I don't
PR.
Feel that way like you do on that, because I think Wyoming – I wouldn't be shocked if Wyoming's a favorite to win that game. I wouldn't be shocked.
CSU has to be favorite. It's,
how?
It's closer than what you think, but they –
But Wyoming beat them 28-0 last year.
Home.
And this is CSU with nobody we know.
Yeah, but that was right after they fired Norvell and you had an interim head coach in there.
Yeah, because they would have won with Norvell based on
I'm not saying that, but like – You've invested so much into that football program. If CSU doesn't win that first game, it's going to be a PR disaster.
I don't think I'm that far with you, but I do think that's a pretty big deal if they don't win that game. Like I think the CSU fans and faithful wouldn't question everything yet, but I don't think it would be dream scenario, obviously, of starting a whole new regime of rebuilding and trying to be, you know, college football playoff dreams and the Pac-12 and the whole thing. You lose week one to your biggest rival that's not in your conference anymore, I think is a pretty large problem.
That's exactly what I was thinking too, Derbs. The fact that they've dropped the Mountain West and said, we're better than you guys at this point to go to the Pac-12, and then you lose to a Wyoming team that's
I agree
not
it would
be
a
good, but like,
bad look, but...
I don't think disaster, though. I wouldn't go disaster.
No, I'm not saying, like, maybe not disaster for the season, but I'm saying PR fans-wise, that's a disaster because those fans are going to be saying exactly what... We left this conference because we thought we were better. We can't even beat Wyoming. And it's going to be amplified because the Wyoming crowd's going to be like, okay, you really think we're better than us? Take that L. We'll take the boot.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough scene if that happens. I do think it's going to be closer than what people think. I do think CSU is – I bet it's probably similar to the spread tonight, 3.5, somewhere around there, just the standard home field advantage kind of thing, CSU.
And CSU doesn't even have a quarterback.
They have two great quarterbacks.
Oh, the best.
That's what we know. But for tonight, this is a huge game for the Bears because your first game ever under the lights. It's a big crowd.
Yeah.
A lot of excitement building around this thing.
Yeah, you've got, like I said, like you were saying earlier, this could be a program changer, especially because, you know, you're going to have families out of here. You're going to have people that are like, you know what, if we have a great time tonight and the Bears get the dub,
yeah,
it's going to be, it could be a program changer.
You're going to have a lot of first-time visitors here tonight,
yeah,
I think.
I would imagine so. I'm curious, like how many people have never been to a game before.
Right.
But they got excited because it's a night game, and then you're out here. And if they win, then you think, I might want to come back to this. Yeah. I might want to do this more often.
Well, or get some involved in another. Maybe they hadn't listened to Football 52 yet, which they should be. But maybe they start getting involved and learning what Ed Lamb's doing and saying, okay, he's building this the way I remember and I used to like. Because, I mean, Northern Colorado, Greeley specifically, we're an old school town, right? Like, hey, they're doing this with local kids. They're not paying out the wazoo for transfers. They're, like, that could be really appealing. You need the eyeballs. You're going to have them tonight at a sold out field. You just got to take care of business on the gridiron.
Well, we'll see if they could do that. What are we? We're down to the less than 5 hours to go in this until kickoff.
Yeah. They changed the clock.
They changed it. I'm like, what the hell just happened? That is the scariest thing ever. But we know the game is at 7 o'clock.
We do know that. Yeah. CSU -3.5 in that Border War game.
Oh really?
CSU -3.5 already out there. So
interesting.
Just throwing that out.
Well,
there.
The Bears are 3.5-point favorite tonight. We'll see if they can get it done against Weber State. All right, we're going to have some interesting guests coming up in the final hour of the show. More coaches will be joining the show, and then the Rocky Mountain kickoff begins at 2 o'clock. We'll get into all things football. I know we'll talk some Broncos, NFL, all of it, but we'll take a short break here. Keep it on the whole show, live from Nottingham Field on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
It's here. The Broncos are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show live from Nottingham Field. We're right outside of the field. Thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems for providing the coverage, all things UNC out here today. And boy, the vendors are coming in. It's filling up around us, Mike.
There's a bounce house.
Oh my god.
Is that Bluey?
Bluey?
Yeah.
Blue Clues?
Blue's Clues, maybe?
Blue's Clues? I don't know.
I don't think Blue's Clues is a thing anymore.
I don't know. My kids are too old at this point. I don't see any of that stuff.
Or are you guys going to get in there?
I challenge Brady to a wrestling contest in there.
I'm getting ready to interview the wrestling coach.
Wrestling coach could come and score it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he could give me some pointers.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
I actually did wrestle in junior high. So
I did too.
Well, I was really good at it.
No, I was better, though.
No, I was undefeated.
Yeah,
ones that I lost.
I had people canceling before they had to wrestle me because they were so scared.
You know there's no Jello in there, right? It's not like Jello wrestling?
No, I'm out. Tarps off, too, by the way. Wanted that to be a rule.
7 o'clock is kickoff tonight for the UNC Bears, so we're getting dangerously close, fellas. Cannot wait to see what this Bears team has in store for us. This is learning week, though. I mean, we said we don't know a lot about Weber State. Honestly, we know what Coach tells us about the Bears team. We're going to see it for our own eyes tonight and find out if there truly is a turnaround coming for the University of Northern Colorado.
I'm excited for tonight. I think they put it on them. I think they put on a show.
Are you letting the atmosphere get to you, though?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know.
Well, right
sure.
now, it hasn't. It's not really.
This atmosphere is already awesome, though.
Yeah. We're just surrounded by people setting stuff up.
The anticipation's been growing all week, though.
No, just the build up from what I saw last year. I mean, those competitive games, and like when they were rolling, they were rolling. And I just think that you get a little bit of the unknown in the Weber State thing and the coaching staff. The moment might actually be a little bit too big for them to start right away, too, with the whole new staff and things. And I believe that they put it on them. And I believe on the running side of things, I talked about this on Front Range Spare Change, but I like the run-heavy teams in these early weeks because you don't get that physicality early.
Yeah.
And if they go hit for hit, I like that.
Derb's picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, so you shouldn't have made your picks just yet.
Just not, but I haven't made it yet.
But
I just, I
you
like
got,
it.
You got dangerously
it was close.
You got dangerously
leave the
close.
Boy alone.
Picks are on Friday. There's rules.
Leave the boy alone.
There's rules of the show.
I abide by the rules.
Derb's, you're a rule follower, so picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that at the end of the show.
The dude abides.
Today. The dude does abide.
I got nothing.
All right. We'll take a quick break here and more of this. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.